Welcome to today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program. I'm Sam McIntosh. On today's program, I'm talking with ADARE and Guthrie County Emergency Management Coordinator Bob Kemp about Heat Awareness Day in Iowa tomorrow. When is an excessive heat watch or warning issued?
Well, the excessive heat is tied more to that heat index compared to just the ambient temperatures. You're going to find the heat advisory, heat watches, heat warnings issued basically due to the ambient temperature, the actual temperature that it is outside. When we get to the excessive heat watches and warnings, then we're starting to put in our humidity and everything else that goes into the mix to where, you know, the heat indexes can be just a very extreme amount.
We're already getting into those hotter temperatures this week, but what do you think people should do now to prepare for future warmer weather?
Well, it's basically the changeover from our winter season to the summer season. You know, a lot of people put their air conditioners back in, you know, window air conditioners and things like that. Our central air units need to be checked and serviced if necessary after being shut down for the winter. So, you know, one of the things is if you're putting in the window air conditioners, to make sure that, you know, you're getting that put in snugly and insulate around it in that window space. It's a good time to get out the pedestal fans and the box fans from the year before, make sure that they work, make sure that they're clean, things like that. A lot of people think of the winter season as the time to, you know, install weather stripping around doors and windows and things like that, but even the summertime is a good time to check that, because it does help in the summer also to keep the cool air in and the warm air out. So checking to make sure you don't have any of that weather stripping that's come loose since you put it on in the fall and things like that. And another thing that's good to do is to, you know, clean out your air ducts in your home to keep them in a clean and properly maintained state.
How should people behave when we are faced with excessive heat?
Well, one of the main things is taking care of your health, you know, taking care of your body. Eating a well-balanced light meal is very good in the summer, you know, so that you're not eating a heavy meal. The main thing is making sure that you are drinking plenty of water on a regular basis. You know, with a lot of our underlying conditions, it's very important to stay well hydrated. And, of course, as always, you know, try to limit the intake of alcoholic beverages if you're out in the heat. They appear to satisfy your thirst, but actually they cause further dehydration of the body with taking more fluid out of your body.
What qualifies each as heat exhaustion and heat strokes?
Well, basically, you know, heat exhaustion, that's affecting persons. They're going to experience heavy sweating, weakness. You know, they may appear to have pale or clammy skin or be cold. Usually their pulse gets a little bit more rapid and things like that. They could still have a normal body temperature. You know, one of the other things is they could experience some issues with fainting or vomiting with that. When it comes to the heat stroke, that basically is getting to the point where you're talking about the body temperature being at, you know, 106 degrees or higher. Their skin's going to be hot and dry. They're going to have a very rapid, strong pulse, and they can even become unconscious with that. As far as taking care of those things, you know, if you suspect that you have heat exhaustion, the main thing is to get the victim in out of the sun, try and lay them down, loosen their clothing, you know, apply a cool, damp rag under their arms, the abdomen area, the groin area, things like that. If you can, you know, try and put a fan on them, offer them sips of water. Not a lot of water to drink, because you don't want to cause any nausea or vomiting or things like that. When it comes to a heat stroke, that's a very serious situation. With that, you need to be calling 911 and getting emergency medical services coming to give you a hand, because not getting the body temperature reduced on a person that's having heat stroke in a maintained, consistent manner can cause a fatality.
How do cases of hyperthermia usually come about?
Well, the hyperthermia, is, as we've said, happens if a person's not staying hydrated enough, because the water and drink like that, the fluids help reduce the heat, helps the body get rid of the heat. The other thing is, you know, just being out in the weather too long will increase the amount of hyperthermia. So your core body temperature is getting way too hot, and the body is basically shut to the point where it's shutting down and unable to get rid of that heat.
I think I read that hyperthermia is associated with cars, and that can also be another topic for the summer, is avoiding being stuck in a hot car. So do you have any tips as far as avoiding any possible dangerous situation when it comes to hot cars, especially for those with children?
Well, yeah. I mean, the temperature inside a vehicle can raise very rapidly, and children, of course, are very susceptible with their small bodies to that increased core body temperature. So it's very important, you know, not to leave children or anything in a vehicle, even with the windows down slightly for an extended period of time.
Well, I think that does it, in case there's anything else you want to add.
Well, it's just, you know, one of the big reminders is you brought up the fact of children, and it's, you know, to make sure that we're doing the things that we can to make sure that they're safe. You know, there's a few things that people forget about from time to time with their children, and that's even their safety seats. Remember, those seats are sitting in that closed-in vehicle, and the buckles and belts get very warm, so be very careful when you're putting your child in the safety seat to make sure those buckles aren't too tight or too hot when you go to put them in. Make sure that you're keeping your vehicles locked so that a child can't climb in the vehicle, get the door shut, and maybe be in there and not be able to get the door open. So, you know, even keeping your vehicles locked at home is very important. And then, of course, to remember, you know, taking, every year we hear of incidents where children are accidentally left in a car and not dropped off at daycare or things like that. So there's some apps available for the Apple phones and the Android phones that are, you know, car monitors or baby reminders. You know, downloading those would be an important thing.
That's been today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program with ADR and Guthrie County Emergency Management Coordinator Bob Kempf about Heat Awareness Day in Iowa tomorrow. I'm Sam McIntosh. You can find this program online at raccoonvalleyradio.com.